As we look ahead to the rest of Sefer Bereishis, there's only one more mitzvah officially counted in the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer Bereishis is not known for its mitzvahs as counted by the Moni HaMitzvah, so we're going to have to get extra creative to figure out for each parsha which Sefer HaChinuch to discuss. I figure for Parshas Vayera, it would make sense to discuss the prohibition against child sacrifice. You know, because the Akedah at the end of the parsha seems to be exactly that. You know, it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intimated to Avram Avinu he was interested in child sacrifice, and in the end he says, no. If you look at a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, at the end of Perek Zayin, Rashi comments in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wanted it. It was to make some kind of symbol, some kind of gesture, some sort of level of devotion. But over the years, many religions have actually asked their followers to show the ultimate devotion to God, to their gods, to the Avodah Zarah, by demanding child sacrifice, being willing to give up everything. In fact, many people say Avram Avinu himself railed against the idea of child sacrifice, which is why perhaps it was a special challenge for him to be able to go through what he thought was Akedas Yitzchak. The pasuk against child sacrifice, maybe, is a pasuk described at the end of Parshas Achrimos, and again at the end of Parshas Kedoshim, both times in the context of Arayos. Torah describes illicit relations, and both times Torah there, of all places, puts the prohibition, Umizaracha lo sitein lahavir lamolech. There's a prohibition to have your children pass through for molech. What does that mean? So the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Acher, Mitzvah 208, he quotes that Rashi and the Ramban think it's not talking about child sacrifice, and I guess the shir is over. According to Rashi and the Rambam, the mitzvah was they would have this ritual where they'd pass children between two rows of bonfires to give it over to the priest, and that was some kind of ritualistic service. The Ramban in Parshas Acharimos and many others think, no, literally, Molech was an avodah of child sacrifice. It would literally burn up the children, and that was the way to do it. Misharshi HaMitzvah, what's the problem with this type of practice? Well, for Rambam and the Rashi, it's avodah zarah. Whatever they're doing. If avodah zarah means juggling, you know, green balls, then you can't do that. If avodah zarah is passing kids through a fire in a ritualistic way, then don't do that. Now, according to the Ramban, it's not avodah zarah. It's an actually abhorrent practice of burning children. That was actually what they used to do. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Afsamach Dalet, has a very strange, unusual comment, where the Gemara says, Mizaracha, the prohibition is only to give some of your kids to Molech. But if you give all your kids to Molech, then you're not going to be chayiv. What? What would that mean? If you only give some of your kids, that's chayiv misa. But if you give all of your kids, you're pater. Why would someone be rewarded by doing something much worse, killing all of their children? Some explain, no, if it's so bad to give all your kids to Molech, you're not even deserving of the kapara that is offered by misa's beis din. Okay, one approach. The other approach is to say that wasn't how they did it. The prohibition is following their avodah zarah practices, and their practice was not to have a person give up all their children to Molech, to burn up all their children. The idea was to give some children. The Sefer HaChinuch takes that approach, and there in Parshas Acher, he explains that the priest used to convince people by saying, you know, it's not all of your kids. Maybe you should give up one of your children as an offering to God, and that'll be a zechus, it'll be a merit for the well-being of the rest of your children. In fact, many others explain something very similar. The Torah Tamima, for example, explains why is Molech always found in the context of Arayos? And he says, because the minhag was, if someone had an illegitimate child, a child who was pasul in some way, the priest would say, the child is already damaged. That child's going to mess up the entire family line. Offer that one child as a sacrifice to God for atonement, and then it'll be a kapara on the rest of your family. If that's the case, Sefer HaChinuch is saying that the idea is not to give one child on behalf of the other children, not to sacrifice one child on behalf of the others. Because the priest would demand only one child, they wouldn't want to go so far. They knew no one would listen to them to give all their children. That was how they used to practice. So the prohibition for us to copy them is, as they used to do it, some children doesn't even apply to all the children. But this idea that there was a minhag to give up one child, there was a rationale for a parent to sacrifice one pasul child, one damaged, illegitimate child as a way of kapara, of bringing down blessing and goodness on the other children, is hard for us to understand until we realize that sometimes, unfortunately, things come up and parents have to make a decision. What do I do when one child seems to be the bad apple and is affecting the other children? Do I sacrifice one child to protect the others? Obviously not on fire, that sounds pretty gruesome. But the idea is, when does a parent say, I need to sacrifice one child for the well-being of the others? Rabbi Yaakov Hurwitz, who deals with this question very often, he's asked by parents, a child is going off the derech, a child is unfortunately creating a bad environment in the home, what would justify kicking a kid out of the house? Rabbi Horowitz takes the approach, I'm sure many others have different, and it's probably a case by case. Rabbi Horowitz says, never. That for that child to be thrown out of the house and told, you're no longer part of us, does more damage to that child, to the parents, and the other children, more than anything else can be. Rabbi Horowitz pointed to the end of Parshas Toldos, when Yitzhak is faced with a decision, it's a very similar decision that Avraham Avinu is facing this week's Parsha. When you have Yishmael and Yitzhak, who don't get along, and one is having a bad influence, what do you do? So he sends away Yishmael. Hashem tells him, listen to Sarah, she's right. At the end of the day, Yishmael is far gone. Rabbi Horowitz suggested perhaps Yitzchak had a hard time when Yaakov and Esav had this big fight. He wanted to know what to do. Who does Yitzchak send away? Sends away Yaakov. He says, Yaakov is a Talmud Chacham. He'll be fine wherever he goes. Esav needs me. I have to keep a close eye on him. Very interesting idea. So that's one idea, not sacrificing one child for the betterment of the others. But another idea is not to sacrifice a child in the name of religion, which again, literally, as Moloch used to do it, but also the idea of not to be so focused on quote-unquote Avodas Hashem to the point of neglecting one's own family. Rabbi J.J. Schachter talks about this all the time from his own experience growing up, but he talks about this idea that Avraham Avinu had been makariv so many people. Hanefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, he and Sarah were Megayer and Megayeres, so many people. What happened to those people? According to the Rambam, they had tens of thousands of followers. What happened to these people? We don't find any meaningful history about the people who Avram and Sarah converted. Rabbi Schachter pointed out, Kipi Yitzchak Ikari L'Chazara. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, your only meaningful legacy is Yitzchak. To not be home, to constantly be out, being Makari of the world, to be a hero at the expense of Yitzchak is sacrificing a child in the name of religion. And perhaps, on one level, that was the message of the Akedah. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, you're going to sacrifice a child, you're going to give up the legacy of your child because you're so focused on saving the world. When are you going to bring that home? When are you going to focus on your family? In fact, Rashi quotes at the end of the Parsha that after the Akedah and the near sacrificing of Yitzchak, Avram says, you know, I should have married him off by now. He's nearing the age of 40, never found him a wife, and then, sure enough, he goes to find a wife for Yitzchak. Perhaps it was that realization of, I almost sacrificed my son by saving the world. In the name of Avodas Hashem, I've been neglectful, maybe. Hard to use these words for the Avos, but on some level, whatever that means, to say that I haven't been paying enough attention to my children, and sure enough, after this moment, the near sacrificing of Yitzchak, Avram focuses on finding a wife for Yitzchak to continue on that legacy. An important lesson idea for not sacrificing one child for the sake of the others, and not sacrificing a child in the name of religion.